After killing with impunity for nearly three decades, the Greek terrorist group November 17th has suffered what could be a fatal series of blows. Last month, after a botched bombing attempt, Greek police arrested their first November 17th suspect. Since then, they've nabbed 14 other alleged members of the anti-American leftist group. Relatives of the group's 22 victims are wondering why the arrest didn't happen earlier. John Siropoulos reports from Athens.
For the families of those assassinated by November 17th, the arrests are a cause for jubilation, but also horror as they relive the tragedy. Shipowner Kostis Peratikos was shot dead as he left his office in 1997. Today, his father Michalis feels the government was pressured into cracking down on his son's murderers only after the assassination of British defense attaché Stephen Saunders 2 years ago.
They felt we can't get away with it, the pressure from both the UK and the United States brought us to the happy ending today.
Peratikos believes police work was hampered by cover-ups from within. He cites a missing document from his son's file as evidence of willful manipulation.
The police protection that Kostis had all along was withdrawn, and when I protested to the policeman who was protecting him, he said, unfortunately, they said that we shouldn't protect any more VIPs. I said, do you think there's any danger? He says, I know there is. We were followed twice last month. I said, why don't you write a report? He did so, and that report was lost.
A similar fate seems to have befallen other evidence. Eleni Athanasiadi lost her husband, an arms manufacturer, to the terrorists in 1988. She describes a disturbing incident just 4 days before her husband Alekos was shot. He was leaving his office on a Friday afternoon.
As he was leaving, a secretary heard an employee pick the phone and say he's leaving now.
Police interrogated the secretary, but, says Athanasiadi, they never questioned the employee who made the call. She says the incident was mysteriously absent from the case file when it reached the prosecutor. Athanasiadis had been at loggerheads with Greece's socialist government. He was trying to win back his armaments factory, which the socialists had forcibly nationalized. He had threatened to sue the government.
He became a sort of menace to certain people of the government. I think at some point, probably, they would have been very happy if you could disappear. This doesn't mean they gave the order for him to be killed, but I'm sure they were very relieved when he was killed.
But George Romeos, who was public order minister from 1996 to 98, defends the socialist record.
Personally, I believe November 17th has no relations with the ruling party, now or in the past. I cannot imagine that members of the socialist party are taking part in acts that are damaging the government. In the counter-terrorism police, there are no political appointments.
Still, socialist governments twice overturned counter-terrorism laws the Conservatives had passed in Parliament. It was only after the assassination of British defense attaché Stephen Saunders that the socialists collaborated with Conservatives on anti-terrorist legislation. Dora Bakoyani is a Conservative Member of Parliament. November 17th gunned down her husband and fellow MP 13 years ago. She believes the most important questions remain unanswered.
What we still don't know is the whole truth. So practically, who made the decisions, why he made it, what were his criteria?
Nevertheless, she believes that there has been a fundamental change in socialist policy.
I believe today the political will is there. I believe they are really trying to do their best.
There are two big reasons for this. September 11th raised the political priority of fighting terrorism. And with the Olympic Games due to open in Athens in 2 years, the Greek government is under pressure to show it is willing and able to crack down on terrorists. For NPR News, I'm John Psaropoulos in Athens.